been a little while from now, but not feeling any less sour. Promise myself, treat myself, a visit to a nearby tower. And climbing to the top, I will throw myself off in an effort to make it clear to whoever what it's like when your shadow left standing in the lurch at a church where people saying, my God, that's tough, he stood her up. There's no point in us remaining, well, we may as well go home. Cause I did on my own, alone again, naturally. To think that only yesterday I was cheerful, bright and gay, was looking forward to, well, who wouldn't do, the role that I was about to play. But as if to knock me down, reality came around without so much as a mere touch, knocked me into little pieces, leaving me to doubt. Talk about God in his mercy, or if he really does exist, tell me, why did he deserve me? In my irony, I truly am indeed alone again, naturally. It seems to me that there are more hearts than in the world that can't be mended, left unattended. What do we do? Ask you, what can we do? Looking back over the years, whatever else that appears, well, I remember I cried when my father died, never wishing to hide the tears. At 65 years old, my mother, God rest her soul, she couldn't understand why the only man that she had ever loved had been taken, leaving her to start with a heart so badly broken. Despite encouragement from me, no word were ever spoken. When she passed away, I cried and cried all day, alone again, naturally, and all on my own again.